In the center of a big city, there are usually dozens of large office buildings that house big banks, corporations, headquarters, and government agencies. Thousands of people work in these buildings. People who do all the office work are called white-collar workers. Secretaries and receptionists, bookkeepers and computer operators work for many different kinds of companies. Many office workers dream of working their way up to the top, from clerk to president of a corporation. The way lies through middle management. Middle management includes junior executives who may fill specialized jobs, supervise other workers in the company, recommend action to top management, or see that the company's policies are being carried out. At the very top are the senior executives. They establish the policies for their own companies, especially financial matters. The chief executive officer or CEO of a large corporation has a great deal of power and influence. It is believed that one can start out at the bottom and go all the way to the top. Because financial matters are so important, some accountants become top executives. In companies where technology is important, people with an engineering background can also rise to the top. Nowadays, however, education plays a central part in the selection of people for management jobs. Universities in many countries offer courses in business administration. The graduates of these courses often start out in middle management jobs. From there, they can easily get promoted if they show the necessary personality and ability.